You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
All right, children, all together now. Go for it.
Yeah! All right,
a triumphant. Three great voices all at one time there.
I thought you could say it three-way. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and we are live here from Liberty Village. And Dave is on assignment somewhere down in, should we say it?
He's in Florida.
Yeah, he's...
On assignment, or he's in detention.
Probably by the end of the week, a bit of both. Yeah. In studio today, we have Vince Beretta. Vince has been with us for over a year and a half, and he is the founder of Walkaway Debt Protection. Some interesting stuff to get into for the entire hour. And while you're listening to the show, you can check out their website, walkaway.ca, and find out what they're all about. Special co-host today is Jesse Kessel. Welcome, Jesse.
Hello, and good morning to everyone.
Yeah. I think perhaps we should have changed the intro, because we did say, gentlemen, start your engines,
yes.
And we do have a lady present.
We should be all-inclusive from here on in.
I don't know if I would be a lady, per se.
Oh, don't give him that much ammunition.
Oh, you mean you swear like a sailor? Is that what you're talking
maybe,
about?
Maybe.
Okay.
And, of course, hosting the whole shebangle is Alan Gilman. Turn it over to you, Al.
I am here, and I've got a million years of automotive experience. And Jesse, quickly, you've been in the automotive business now for 15 years, but not on the bench, so to speak, correct?
Correct.
What did you do?
Oh, man. I mean, I started earlier on just selling cars. So I worked in the dealership.
Don't say just selling cars.
Why?
Because it diminishes the value of an automotive professional. I'll tell you what, when you say just selling cars... the people that sell cars, they are professionals. So I would just want to just correct you. And like, because we always say,
exactly.
No, good point. Good point.
Right. So because like people would say, oh, you're a grease monkey.
I'm just a mechanic. I'm an automotive technician. I'm just a mechanic. I'm just to this. I'm just to that. We always say just a. And I just want to say to people, never say just a.
And good point.
Because automotive professionals help you select the right car for you, and it's a big purchase, so it's never just a car sales.
Yep, good point. So I did start as an automotive sales professional.
There you go.
Okay.
When I was in my early 20s. And then from there, I moved on to working for a few other companies in digital marketing.
Okay.
And that's when I opened up Machete in 2016. And more recently, I got a new job. And I'm the director of operations for Auto Careers Group now.
So you're not just a director of operations?
No.
Okay. No.
There you
I'm
go.
Way more than that.
And
now.
I'm so happy she put away the machete, okay? Because, she's a pretty strong-willed woman, and, you know, she carries a machete, too. She's going to get her way all the time.
And a big reason why Jesse is here is we wanted to bring in a little more of a woman's perspective into the show. So for the ladies who are listening, so we're all inclusive, and for the guys, any car question you have, feel free to give us a call. And we got a lot of stuff to get into, especially just a reminder that if you go to davescornergarage.com for the entire hour, you can register to win our winter giveaway package, which is going to be a full set of four Salen tires, a full application from Crown Rust Proofing, and a bag of dirt too, and a car generator. All right, so that's all coming up. So knock yourself out and give us an entry online.
Exactly. Pick up the phone, give us a call. If it's an automotive related question, we're here to answer them all. And after the break, we're going to get back to Vince and find out all about Walkaway Debt Protection.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Stay with us, get a cup of coffee, and stay warm. Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and we've got a bunch of calls to get to shortly. So if you're calling in and Duncan put you on hold, just be patient, and we'll get to you shortly. Back to Alan, Jesse, and our special in-studio guest, Vince Beretta from walkaway.ca. Over to you, Al.
Exactly, Jess.
Yeah, so we have Vince here from Walkaway Debt Protection. Maybe you can talk a little bit about how you got started.
Well, I was 20 years ago, or a little over 20 years ago now, that when I was an insurance trainer, I used to train people how to sell and present credit, life, mm-hmm. and disability insurance. And for those of you that don't know what that is, it's the exact same product as mortgage insurance. You let's say you were to pass away during you're making your mortgage payments, and you'd have that whole mortgage relieved. It would pay your balance. Or you're on a disability, we'd make payments for you.
So they'd let my family stay there and not kick them out in the street.
That's right. Exactly. So and now you take that type of product and you put it into the car business.
Mm-hmm.
We do the same thing for our car auto loans, where we would make your car payment or pay off the full balance, depending on your circumstances. But I found that that product was more about profit than it was about people. And I quit my job, mm-hmm. and I went and did something else for a while. But I realized that people still needed debt protection. Our savings are painfully thin, and sometimes we have a tough time making our ends meet. And all of a sudden, you lose your job, or you're on a disability, or something happens in your life, and you have a tough time not only making ends meet, but making your car payment, your mortgage, feeding your kids, and so on. So I came up with an idea to let people out of their car lease or loan,
mm-hmm.
Walkaway vehicle return protection. It protects you from the debt that you have taken on of your car, and keeps your savings intact. So in time of need, you can just bring your car back, walk away from the difference between what you owe and what the car is worth. And we've been at it for just a little over 20 years now, and we've relieved Canadians of over $100 million worth of auto debt.
That's a huge number. You know, I am surprised, but because, you know, you think of it and people will say, well, I'll lease the car. And so now the lessor passed away. That debt is still owed. They're not going to just wipe their hands clean.
Yeah, you got it. You took out a loan, or you have a lease, and something happens to your life. You don't get a free pass.
Right, exactly.
So Walkaway gives you that free pass, whether it be if we're making payments for you, or if you, God forbid, were to pass away, or mm-hmm. something were to happen that you'd need to return the car. But we cover for people who get transferred out of the country.
Right.
We cover people who lose their driver's license due to age, illness, health reasons. We, speaking of winter here, we covered a fellow who hit his head snowboarding, had a seizure,
mm-hmm.
lost his driver's license, just like that Calgary Flame hockey player that had a seizure. That fellow's probably going to lose his driver's license for a year because mm-hmm. it could happen again when you're behind the wheel of a car. So mm-hmm. there's all sorts of things that happen in our lives that require, you know, you to take some time off, or have a reduced income, or you lose your job, that affect your income and affect your ability to pay bills and affect your ability to keep a good credit rating.
Well, you mentioned insurance before. A lot of times to get insurance, you have to qualify. Now, is there any problem with Walkaway?
So that was one of the things that when I designed Walkaway, and literally it was out of a 2-bedroom apartment in the Beaches, mm-hmm. okay, I wanted to make it different. I made it all ages.
Mm-hmm.
I made it without any pre-existing health exclusions.
So there's no health and no checkup beforehand?
There's no checkup before, and there's no checkup later. Mm-hmm. We've never, in the 20 years that we've been doing this, we've never, ever pulled a health record to adjudicate a health-related claim. So I'm going to give you an example. You've got a heart condition,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And you buy a Walkaway policy. And you have a situation like you have a minor stroke or a heart attack,
mm-hmm.
and you're off work. Most insurance policies are going to ask you to submit your health records, and we're going to say, oh, look, you had a heart condition when you bought our policy. That's right. Called a
pre-existing.
That's called a pre-existing health situation, and it's an exclusion under most policies, except not ours. And that's what I said. I don't ever want to have to pull a health record to adjudicate a health related claim. And that's what we're all about. We're about protecting people. It's more about people than it is about profits. Yep, our loss ratios as an insurance company, as an insurance provider, are a lot higher.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of room to be able to make quality inside of this particular product category. So that's what we did.
So no matter what your age is, what your health is, your previous experience, it makes no difference at all.
It does not.
Well, that's great. It sounds like, and if you
and
buy...
And it's free. It's complimentary. I say
I was going to ask about the cost, because sometimes protection can get a little costly.
Exactly. You
Jesse,
know what?
Thanks for asking that, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
Exactly. Time for a break, and we've got lots of callers as well standing by, so we will get to your calls. And Steve.
Take us out?
Go ahead.
Smack it. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. We Jess has a question for Vince, Ben. We're going to get to your calls shortly after that. Jess, over to you.
Yeah, Vince, so we were talking a little bit about the pricing, and I was wondering how you get it.
Well, pricing for the 12-month program is complimentary, and it's paid for by the your selling dealer.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're buying or financing or leasing a vehicle at an authorized walkaway dealer, 12 months of walkaway coverage is absolutely complimentary, paid for by the dealer. You have options to extend and enhance those complimentary features. Information's on our website, walkaway.ca. We have products that you could cover the negative equity in your purchase for up to 96 months for as little, it's just under $300 for that particular product.
That's a year.
No, $300 for the full term.
For the per policy.
Wow.
For 96 months. So you have $7,500 of negative equity walkaway protection. And when I say negative equity is the difference between the balance due on your finance or lease contract and what your car is actually worth.
Which nowadays, you know, because people are trading in early or have to get rid of a car, in the industry, we call it being in the ditch. So these are cases where people owe way more than what their car is worth.
We're not, you're financing your tax, your air tax, your tire tax, your admin fees, some extras. The average vehicle purchase price is around $34,000.
Mm-hmm.
The average balance to finance those cars is $43,000. So soon as you're signing that bill of sale,
mm-hmm.
you're $9,000 difference than MSRP. And then you drive it off the lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I call it the $10,000 kilometer. The first kilometer you drive, you are $10,000 difference than what the car is actually worth when you drive it off
exactly.
the lot.
Exactly. That's the and bump that's, when you go over the curb, eh?
Hit your head on when you bump. That is the cost of negative equity today, and that's what we cover.
Mm-hmm.
In the event that you need to return it. But we also do payments for you, right? So we have lots of questions to get to, so maybe there's one or two there for walkaway. I'm not sure, but
all right, we've got a lot of callers standing by. We've got Joe, who's in West Seneca, who's driving a Saturn. Got some problem with it, Joe? What can we do for you?
Well, I have a 2001 Saturn Coupe,
mm-hmm.
and I had a little trouble there starting it with the ignition to
right.
unlock it.
Mm-hmm.
But they told me to move it. It's probably loose, the bolts that hold that.
Uh-huh.
And they said you can't tighten them. You have to replace them. And we're waiting for them. This guy works on Saturns all the time. He's
right.
a dealer.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have that movement. I was thinking it's the cylinder itself, them two little springs. Maybe one side fell out.
Mm-hmm.
A little breast.
Well, a couple
so
of things.
I don't know.
Right, Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
My question is, when they do take this apart, can they eliminate that lock?
Oh,
I won't have that trouble anymore.
No, they can't. As a mechanic, you know, you can't re-engineer something. You know, what you can do is fix it and put it back the way it was, but you can't change it up, really. A couple of problems here. You could either have a problem with the ignition, the electrical switch, which GM had a problem for many, many years, and there was a recall on it. Hopefully, they'll take care of yours under warranty. Or it just could be that one of the key tumblers is messed up, in which case a locksmith can fix that, and they could make the key the same, your ignition, the same as what your other keys are, so that way you won't have to make new keys. Great question, Joe. I want to thank you for that. Quickly to go to St. Catharines and speak to John. You've got a question about how long do you warm it up? Was that it?
That's it.
What kind of car is it you're driving?
It is a 2005 GMC.
Sorry, GMC?
A GMC Jimny.
Okay, and it's a gas engine?
It's a gas engine, yes, sir, and a standard transmission.
Okay, well, you know what? In the olden days, the drivability on a car was pretty crappy. You know, cars were carbureted. they didn't really adapt or didn't like cold weather all that much. And, you know, so you had to let it warm up. Otherwise, it would stall or stumble or hold back. But nowadays, for the most part, you can start it up, you know, let it run for only a minute or so, and then put it in gear and drive it away. It's really not that big a deal.
Well, that's what I've been doing, and it's been working because I got $500,000 on it. So I just want to make sure that I was still doing the right thing.
It would sound to me like you are, and the you know, the test is in the pudding. So you've done a great job. Got to run, John. Thanks for calling.
He's got to warm up his phone too. All right, listen, we got a bunch of calls to get to for the rest of the hour, so stay tuned and be patient on the phone. We've got Vince Peretta in from Walkaway to get into more questions about understanding what debt protection is all about. And co-hosting today with Alan is Jesse Kessel. So stay with us. Dave'sCornerGarage.com to win the winner contest. Go to it while we take this commercial break, and we'll be right back. So stay with us. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We have a busy hour to get through with a lot of calls waiting. And let's get back to Vince Peretta from walkaway.ca.
Yeah, so Vince, I have another question. So let's say I'm in the market to buy a car and I want to get the walkaway protection. How do I get it? Where do I go?
You visit an authorized walkaway retailer.
Mm-hmm.
When you sign up to become an authorized walkaway retailer, you agree to provide complimentary on every lease or loan, new or used car, 12 months of our coverage. And you can find out if you, in your area, you can find a Walkaway retailer by visiting walkaway.ca. We have an input form. Just let us know what you're looking for and where you are, and we'll give you a feedback as to where you can find the nearest dealer.
So pretty much every manufacturer?
Pretty much every manufacturer, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. So no matter what kind of car you want, go to Walkaway site, do a search there, and they'll tell you where to go to get it.
You just submit a form to us. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
And because it's such a nice warm morning out, we're thinking about, you know, your car giving out and maybe the power going out in your car. Well, we've got a guy on the phone right now. His name is Jonathan Schlue, the inventor of car generator. Good day, Mr. Schlue.
Good day. Top of the morning to you. How are you doing?
Great. I'll leave it up to Al, Vince, and Jesse to go for this.
Jonathan, it's been about a year since you were on Dragon's Den, and for those people who don't know what that's all about, tell them you went on the show, you pitched them a product, and they went for it, correct?
They sure did. About this time last year, we went on CBC's Dragon's Den. I faced the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
I landed a deal for $100,000 with two dragons, and it's completely changed our business. It's amazing. The last year, we've grown our revenue and our production by 7 times. Honestly, right now we're selling them as fast as we can make them, and it's amazing. So we're assembling them at our production plant in Toronto, mm-hmm. and we're just shipping them across the country, both Canada and the United States. We're shipping car generators all over the place. People just love them.
And those dragons are pretty tough cookies. I mean, they're not just going to invest in anybody who's got any kind of flaky product, right?
That's right. And they just saw it and they got it. You can still see our episode on CBC's Dragon's Den and mm-hmm. also on Netflix now as well. All of a sudden, in September, they've released all those episodes. So, you can see our episode on Netflix. And really, car generator, I mean, here we are mid-November and winter has arrived with a vengeance. And we watched Manitoba has had big power outages. California's had big power outages. So car generator is really just a different way of thinking about backup power. Instead of having this massive thing in the garage that weighs 200 pounds that you have to feed with gas, this is 11 pounds. It's just 11 pounds, size of a backpack. Power goes out. It takes a minute to hook up to your car, start your engine, and you've got power.
Exactly. And, you know, you don't have to worry about it not starting because, you know, the problem with the gas generator, like people's snowblowers, nobody services them, right? And then the minute they go to need it, it doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
Well, and that was a big surprise for us, actually. A lot of the people that are buying car generators, as we talk to them, they already own a big generator. But the thing is, if, you know, the husband's out traveling, as an example, and the wife is at home, and the power goes out, like, it's kind of pretty, it's a big thing to pull out that 200-pound thing out of the garage, whereas this, it's 11 pounds. Anyone can do it. Even my mom can do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really simple. She's 85, so.
Now, when they buy the unit, there are a couple of extra things they have to get or to make that hookup, you know, easy?
Yeah, one of the questions people ask is, how do you hook this to your furnace? And we actually have a special on. We did the same special about a month ago when I was on last, and so many people from Dave's Corner Garage bought it. They mm-hmm. love it. So we're repeating that same special. And basically, there's a furnace plug kit. If you don't already have a plug on your furnace, we provide that. That's part of the special. So the furnace plug kit, extended power, power meter, extended warranty, and free shipping. And it's $100 off today as well. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty amazing thing. But basically, there's a plug you can put on your furnace, and then the power goes out. You simply plug it into an extension cord and run it into your car, and you can power your home for days.
All right, wow. Hang on. So, Jonathan, just a quick question. Yeah. Now, what about, does this work on electric vehicles and hybrid vehicles as well?
Yeah, great question. So one thing that really highlighted that was, we actually had a lot of people with the California wildfires, they lost power. So a lot of people there have electric cars and hybrids. And yes, absolutely, it does. Even another customer in near London, of all nights, Halloween night, their power went out. And they're big on Halloween. They have lasers, lights, and everything else. So they simply hooked up their car generator to a Nissan Leaf that they have. They have a Chevy Volt and a Nissan Leaf. They hooked it up to that and powered up all of their things. The whole street was without power, but Halloween went on for them. So they love that. And that's on our Facebook page, too.
Generally speaking, if the lights do go out, let's say it's a substantial failure, a big one, how long will it actually run?
So that's a great question. It works on gas, diesel, electric, or hybrid vehicles. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, on like a gas or diesel or hybrid type vehicle, it's 50 to 70 hours. So we're talking days worth of power. And you don't necessarily need to run it around the clock. You can if you want, but a lot of people, a lot of our customers even just run it during the day. They keep the house warm. They run the fridges. They do everything. And 10 o'clock at night, they shut it off and they go to bed and the house is warm. So you can run it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the environment? Does it have any effects on the environment, keeping it running for so long?
That's actually a big surprise. So one of the things people ask about anti-idling and the environment, well, in mm-hmm. fact, car generator is cleaner to run because a regular gas generator has no filtration on it, whereas your car has $7,000 to $10,000 worth of catalytic converters and engine computers, and it's as efficient. So mm-hmm. running your car versus running a portable gas generator is in the same range of efficiency. It uses about the same amount of gas. So it's very efficient, it's clean, it's quiet, and when you're done, just roll it up and put it away. There's no gas cans to store or anything else like that.
What a great
exactly.
idea.
Yeah,
great
you know,
idea.
I'm getting it.
Well, you know, you start up that old lawnmower of yours or the, you know, your outboard motor, you smell and see that exhaust gas. You start a car today, there's nothing there. In mm-hmm. fact, they talk about the exhaust coming out is cleaner than the air that's going into the engine. So mm-hmm. it's really not a problem.
Even the noise that these massive generators make, I mean, the whole neighborhood can hear that you're running this thing, right?
Right, exactly. And here it's just a case of your car idling. Nobody yeah. would even know. Hey, Jonathan, people want to know where to get them. How do they do that?
So the special is on actually this weekend, today and tomorrow only. It will end at midnight tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And it's basically you get $100 off the price. And it's $180 in bonus stuff, which is a furnace plug kit, power meter, everything else. Go to www.cargenerator.com. Or if you want, you can call us at 800-750-4660. If you prefer to by phone, 800-750-4660 or cargenerator.com.
And you got lots of them ready? They're ready to ship?
Yeah, we're producing them. We actually just ramped up our production facility in Scarborough, and we are just shipping them. Like I said, we're selling them as fast as we can. We're shipping them as fast as we can sell them. So
all right, John, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much. Have a great day. Stay warm.
All right,
we will for sure.
Okay, you got a question? You guys got a question for Vince, or you want to go to the phones right now?
Well, we can. Well, you know, we got Dennis has been on the line for quite a while now. He's got a problem with his Honda CR-V. Dennis, what can we do for you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Not so much a problem, just a question or two. So my previous car I ran for many years, and I was doing 35,000, 37,000 K a year.
Right.
Now I'm retired and got the 2016 Honda CR-V. I bought it with about 72. Well, I just did a number crunch the other day, and I'm averaging less than 12, maybe 11,000 K a year so far.
Okay.
So with that, when I was driving so much before, I'd be doing an oil change, you know, quite frequently, every month, month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm only doing 11,000, 12,000 a year. How often Can you still run the oil change as per spec, or is there a time expiry on leaving your oil in your engine?
Well, normally we talk about a time or mileage period, okay? For someone who drives it regularly, we like to say, or people in the industry will say, you know, 6,000-7,000 kilometers, 3 or 4 months, that's what you should be doing. But people will turn around and use synthetic oil, which will last longer. But in your case here, where you're not driving an awful lot, I would say most likely twice a year is enough to get that oil changed. What you do need to do, though, in between is, especially on an older vehicle, is to check the level. A lot of times people don't do that. They wait for a light to come on. They think their car is so complicated and it has computers that will tell you everything. They won't. So you can have a car, especially the Hondas, we see it a lot, where it'll say, what's the percentage of oil on the dashboard? Like you'll start it up and it'll say, oh, you're at 25%. That has no bearing on how much oil there is in the car. So in other words, you think you've got, you know, you still have, but in fact, you don't have any. So this is where it's important to check it. All right, got to run, Dennis. Thanks for calling with that.
Thank you.
All righty. And Vince?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I want, you said for the first, I couldn't believe how inexpensive the product was.
Yeah, for under $300, you can buy up to 96 months worth of coverage, and that'll provide you with $7,500 of negative equity coverage.
Uh-huh.
We do have products that go up to, we have $10,000 limits, we have $15,000 limits, and $25,000 limits. Hard to believe, but there are people out there with that exceed $25,000 mm-hmm. worth of negative equity, because what happens is, Canadians are financing their cars on average for 78 months.
Which is crazy.
Which is crazy. But and the average turn them mm-hmm. in their 40th month of ownership. Got that?
Yeah.
So they're only actually driving and paying for the car for half of their term of finance. And so what happens is people take negative equity from one car.
Right.
And they roll it into the next car.
Oops.
So they're actually actually paying for a car and a half.
Right.
And people are accumulating this, almost this hidden amount of, you know, exposure.
Well, right, because the salesperson in a lot of cases goes, I could put you in a new car and you're paying the same amount of money.
We're just extending your loan.
Well, they don't tell you that part necessarily.
Right. And then something happens to you in your life mm-hmm. and you can't make your car payment and you can't get out of it.
Well, exactly.
You can't even sell your car because
you don't own it.
Yeah, but you can't afford to sell it.
Right.
Because, I can get $15,000 for my car, but, oh, guess what? You owe $25,000.
It's so much similar to, with a house now. If you want to sell your house, you get a good buck for it, but then where do you go? So there's a lot of stuff going on with that.
Yeah, but when you sell your house, you have equity.
Yes, and this that's
is
the key.
And this is the difference. You have negative equity or equity. Cars have negative equity. Houses have equity.
Bingo. We're back with more from Vince Beretta from walkaway.ca. Your calls. And don't forget to enter davescornergarage.com for a chance to win our winter package, Crown, Salen, and car generator. So stay with us.
We'll need right tires. Back. You need tires, eh? Winter's coming.
It's here, buddy.
Let's get
it. Too early. We'll be right back. We are back with Dave's Corner Garage and Vince Beretta, founder from Walkaway Debt Protection. Mm-hmm. Walkaway.ca is their website. Jesse, you had a question for Vince you want to get to?
Yeah, I do. So you talked a little bit about, you know, when something happens in your life and you can't afford to pay for the vehicle anymore, you got to give it back. You guys cover it. What if you don't want to give that vehicle back? Like, let's say I lose my job. I'm looking for a new job. I still need my vehicle. What happens then?
We have three programs that will make your car payment for you. We'll make up to 4 months of your payments, 6 months, or up to a full year. And we'll do that in $500 chunks or $750 chunks. So we have payment levels to keep the premium nice and low. So if you have a payment, let's say it's $459, that's around the sweet spot for most people, around $400.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy what we call walk away with payment relief. Now, let's say you're off for 6 months and we've made 4 months of your payments and things are starting to get tight.
Mm-hmm.
You still have the option to return that car at the end of the payments that we've made for you. And that holds true for any one of those payment products.
And so you'll still make up the balance.
Yep. So there's still a way out If you need to, you can. It's kind of like a use twice, use three times. We've had people actually.
What's the maximum amount of time? Like how many payments?
We'll make up to a year's worth of payments.
Up to a year, okay.
Yep. So let's say you're...
So if you're seriously considering a job, you should be able to find one within a 12-month period of time.
But you know what? There are people who have specialty skills.
Right.
They might have a high you know,
executive
high
level jobs.
Executive
not,
level job, yeah. And it might not be that easy to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all of our lives are pretty leveraged these days. And having your car payments made for you for a year is fantastic, right?
Well, sure. You know, people have always felt so secure in their jobs, and we see it all the time where, you know, you just say something wrong on air and you lose your job, right?
Yep.
I never heard about that.
Yeah.
Don. Yeah. Don. I think it's Don was the last caller. I think his name was.
Don, yeah.
Don Strawberry.
Yeah, Don Strawberry and Ron Time as opposed to McLean.
Yeah, and here's the thing, you never really think that something bad is going to happen.
Oh, exactly.
Right? A lot of people don't plan like, oh, that's not going to happen to me. I'm pretty secure in where I am. That's not the case.
You know, I mean, we have benefits managers that are working, not around the clock, but we have a full contingent of benefits managers. We speak, I think something like, 14 or 15 different languages in our benefits department.
Mm-hmm.
And we have people seeking benefits every day. I think we've got, about 9 or 10 people that are actively serving people that with active claims. So it happens, and it's not so much losing your, you know, losing a job.
Mm-hmm.
It's losing your health. Something can happen to you.
Exactly. It's ski season, you know, and I've skied for years, and why should I have to be concerned? But,
yeah,
you know.
I'll tell you, hit a head, fall on ice. Last winter, there were tons of broken wrists and tons of things that happened to people that were unexpected. And next thing you know, you're off work. Mm-hmm. And you've got 60% or 65% of your income paid for by your group health benefits. Who can make ends meet with 65% of your income?
Of course, everybody.
For a lot of people who are semi-retired, you cannot get full health protection sometimes.
Yeah.
So this is another part of the marketplace that people, especially listening to this show, could really take advantage of.
We cover people who lose their driver's license because of age. Your doctor says... Hey,
He's looking at you, Al.
I'm looking at you, Steve.
Oh, thanks.
I'm sorry. We're going to have to pull your driver's license. It's unsafe for you to be out driving, and we cover those people.
That's great.
Wow. Yeah.
Nobody expects it.
Even if you fail your driver's test when you're 80 mm-hmm. or 82.
Stop looking at me like that when you say the number.
He failed his driving test on a good day. When he was young, he couldn't drive. Seriously.
We had a party at the Horseshoe the night before. What can I say? We are back with more.
That is one case where they don't cover you, however.
Right. With Vince Beretta from walkaway.ca and also your calls until the top of the hour. This is Dave's Going to Garage. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm going to put my teeth in now. We are back with Dave's Corner Garage, Vince Beretta from walkaway.ca, and co-hosting today, along with Alan, is Jesse Kessel. Over to you guys.
Yeehaw! I needed to do the solo.
All right, we're going to get back to our callers. Marianne's been hanging on for an awful long time, and I want to get to her call. Marianne in Brampton, problem with your lights. What can we do for you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's okay. I've got a lot of patience Saturday mornings. I'm calling about our 2013 Mercedes-Benz ML350 Blue Tech.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And just wondering why the brake light has been on since yesterday afternoon.
So you're talking about the brake warning light on the dashboard?
Yeah, the brake level's been checked and the fluid's fine.
Okay, a couple of things. Could either be... No, that would say bulb check, actually. And that's usually an amber light. Sorry, Vince.
Yeah.
Leave it to the expert. No, a couple of things.
This is a red light.
You should check and see if your parking brake is applied.
Yeah, no, it's not on.
Okay, so you've checked it?
Yep.
Okay, because a lot of times if someone puts it on and doesn't release all the way, that switch is right at the top. So you actually pull on the switch, lift the pedal if you can to make sure it's off. The other reason it is that because your brake pad wear indicator is lighting up. In other words, the brake pads are worn, and that's why the warning light is on.
The funny thing is the brakes were replaced in the spring.
Both sets, front and back?
Yep.
Okay, well, best thing to do is again, so you've checked the fluid, you know it's full, correct?
Yep.
And you knew which one the brake fluid is, eh?
I do.
Okay, perfect. And you know the parking brake's on. How does it feel when you're driving it? Do you feel any difference in how it's stopping?
It feels just fine. There's no difference in applying the brake or how it feels when I'm driving.
I'm going to guess that you maybe just have an electrical issue then. Maybe one of the brake wear indicators. Because you see, they're exposed, eh? The brake wear indicators, it's a wire and a sensor that's buried in the brake pad itself. And we do see a lot of times on cars that eventually the wire will crack or it comes in contact with the brake spring itself. And if it wears through and it makes contact with the ground, it makes the light come on. So
if that's the case, is it safe to drive?
100%.
Perfect.
But not forever. Like, I don't want you driving to Montreal or Vancouver with the car before you get a check, you know?
Al's just looking up his lawyer's phone number right now.
But certainly, well, which is why, you know, we've gone through all the obvious checks. You've made them. The car feels fine. So again, you know, can you drive it to your local car repair place? By all means. But I do tell people, too, just to cover ourselves, if you've got CAA or some kind of other free towing service, if you're worried, why bother driving it? Get it checked. I've even had where people said, the brakes do feel spongy and the light's on. I'm going, no, then don't drive. And they went, oh, I don't want to pay for a tow. Well, if you have a free towing service, why would you even take that chance? So just have
it
towed in.
But with this wire being exposed, as you're saying, it could be cracked or exposed to the ground?
Yes.
Okay.
Not to the ground. It's ground.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. And Steve, you want to pop in and talk about your exposed wire?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is just one of the worst attempts at humor. I'm speaking of lawyers. I'm going to be calling.
He went silent.
I'm going to call my lawyer right now.
All right.
Harassment.
Well, we want to thank Vince Brett, of course, coming in from, he's the founder and executive chairman of Walkaway Debt Protection. And was there anything else that we missed, Vince?
Yeah, you know what? Just in consideration of
Vince,
Steve's age.
Your voice has changed.
Just in consideration of Steve's age, I just was wondering
if there's
an age limit.
Yes, that's right. We were talking about that.
The complimentary is open to all ages. We have no age restrictions for anyone purchasing through finance or leasing a car. So you could be 90 and get 12 months of coverage. However, our full term coverage is limited to those are 80 less a day. So you 79. There he is.
It's the old guy in the other room there.
So you can be 79 and finance your car for 96 months.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be driving with protection into your 87th year.
Okay,
so
again, I've gone from 50 to 87 in a matter of 20 minutes.
There you
well,
go.
Well, no, and again, you
but
know.
But you're looking good for 87.
Yeah, nice try skating with that one.
So even if your eye doctor says you shouldn't be behind the wheel anymore, you're still covered.
That's right.
All right, great. Well, thanks very much for coming down. People want to find out more about Walkaway. How do they do that?
Walkaway.ca.
Very simple.
Very simple.
And do you have a 1-800 number they can also call?
We do, but it's on our website.
There are people that don't have computers, you know.
1-866-603-8666.
Perfect. And make sure to tune in. Go check on Car Generator because they have a special offer today and tomorrow only. You get a whole bunch of free stuff.
I'm doing that.
Thanks, Jesse, for coming in. We'll see you next time around, all right?
Thanks, everyone.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Goodbye, everybody.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.